MGTOW is freedom, and MGTOW is men going their own way. That's right, men going their own way. What do we do? You know, realize that we can go our own way. I have been, in my life, accused of being a sexist, a bigot, a chauvinist, right? All kinds of names. And sticks and stones, right? Who gives a fuck? What I've discovered through life, though, is that truly, I've been right the whole time. When I make little derogatory jokes and comments at the expense of the feminine, weaker sex, it's because they really are the weaker sex. You know, this video is, I'll share a couple little stories, but it's about being proud of being a man. And not apologizing for being a man. That's a trick that's used to control us. And control, I think, is one of those elements that men have not caught on to yet, or there'd be more MGTOW out there. I think men are waking up. I think men have had it. I think they've been pushed too far, right? But I look at the way fucking women think and the way they behave. They may know some things, but for the most part, they are absolutely clueless. Absolutely clueless when it comes to life and reality. You know, and maybe it's my unique perspective based on my education and my background, my work experience, that I feel I've got a good freaking handle on the way the world works and how life works. And then when I see the behavior of women, they are absolutely clueless. The first example I'm going to point to. The first example is I was at dinner last night. It was a large social gathering. And there's a woman there who looked shell-shocked. Now, I don't know if she had too much to drink? I don't think so, because dinner hadn't started yet. I don't know if she didn't get enough medication or she was on too much medication, but she looked absolutely shell-shocked. And the ladies were handed those flower necklaces, and she wasn't wearing one. I said, are you allergic to flowers? Or I made some comment, you know, and I was not being rude. I don't come off to people that are complete and total strangers and just act like an ass to them and treat them like shit, you know. You can be polite in public. Why not? They haven't done anything to hurt me. I'm just very wary of who they are and what they're about, so they can't get over on me. Anyways, so the one girl says of the other girl, she goes, oh, she's really upset. And I'm thinking, why can't this girl speak for herself? Well, she's in shock. Yeah. She goes, well, she's really upset because she found out that the necklaces made out of flowers are made with real flowers. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. But the fact, the idea that those necklaces were ever made out of flowers was hurting this girl's feelings so badly. It was just amazing. Clueless. Absolutely clueless. What's funny yet, or funnier, is about an hour later, she was wearing one. I thought, well, she overcame her fear of flower murder pretty quick. You know, very interesting. There was another place where there's a peninsula of land, and it's a long, long, long peninsula, and we're up high in elevation. This is a trip the other day. And to the right was a body of water, and to the left was a body of water, and of course the land was the peninsula in the middle. And the driver was making jokes. He was funny as hell. Just funny, funny, funny. Cracking jokes. And he goes, you know, people don't get it. They just, they're absolutely clueless. And he goes, people ask me the craziest questions on these tours. But he goes to everyone. He gets really straight-faced. And he goes, okay, over on the right, that's the Atlantic. Over on the left, that's the Pacific. And he's making a joke about this. He goes, because people actually believe that because there's a piece of land dividing it, that this must be two separate oceans. And he goes, they have no concept of scale. Right? And I'm just, inside, I'm laughing my ass off. But yeah, people are that clueless. These women are. He goes, you wouldn't believe the questions I get. And just amazing. But when it comes to cluelessness, in our world, men, I'm talking to men here, in our world, without the infrastructure, without a knowledge of the way things work, life would come to an end very, very, very quick. Starting with plumbing, water. Starting with food, where does it come from? Women don't have a fucking clue that water has to be pumped out of the ground or stored in a reservoir. All they know is they turn the valve and water comes out. All they know is someone else takes care of that for them. In fact, everything in a woman's life, she's relying on other people to take care of it for her. She doesn't need to know how it works. She doesn't care how it works. All she does is demand that it work, right? She's opened that faucet every day of her life, and water always comes out. Hasn't a clue why or where. Doesn't have a clue why. She can turn the other one and it's hot. She just knows that hot water comes out of there. All a dog knows is that if it stands in front of the cupboard and barks enough, someone will hand it a cookie. That's all the dog knows. That's all the dog understands. That's all the dog cares about. Women are clueless. You guys, you men, right? This is one more way that we have to think and understand the difference between us and them and why we're so valuable and why they are not. Unless they're giving you a service that you cannot provide for yourself, they have no value. Now, that service really can be something like polite company, sexual partner. Those are services that you may want and that they provide for you, but you can live without them for one, and you can get them from anyone for two, right? But you understand what they are, or at least you need to understand what women are, so that you're not clueless about them and the tricks they play. And that's what MGTOW videos are about, is teaching, instructing, different ways, in many different ways, with examples and stories of how these women are getting over on us men. And the more of them that get over, right, the more they push and push. And that's what they've done, is they've pushed men over. They have made the vagina so highly prized that we're supposed to sacrifice ourselves, right, for them. We, men, we're the ones who make it all happen. We are truly the value. Right? A lot of us have jobs that involve pushing papers around. But pushing paper around, being secretaries, is not what makes this world work. It's knowing how this world works that makes this world work. Women don't have a clue. They're clueless, absolutely. You know, does that mean that we need to abuse them? No. Right? But it means we need to realize who we are and what we are as men. That we have the brawn and the brains. You know, when I was younger and I would make these comments about women who don't know shit, right? Just saying it to them, you don't know shit, and they get mad. They don't want that pointed out. They don't want it known. They don't. They do not want us men to realize that they really don't know anything. They just play a game with us where they point to something and say, you know how to fix that, the gizmo thingy, bob, right? And they make you do it, right? And you get the token thank you. But what are they trading? What do they pay with? What do they give? Really nothing. Nothing anymore. Right? If you're lucky, you get some sex. And that is about it. Otherwise, they think they're your equal. They think they understand how things work. Or they let you believe that they understand because they really don't. They really don't get it. It's not that you're a superior being. It's just you're a different being. But they have tricked us into believing they're superior beings because they have beauty or because they have a vagina. And because that's something that you want, right? Nature has blessed us with an understanding and belief as men that if we succeed, if we work hard, if we kick ass, that we'll be rewarded with pussy. Right, that's something that's just part of us, right? You've succeeded. It is now time for the goodies, right? The reward, to have your appetite filled. And women are the ones who are in charge of taking care of the pussy. And they think that they are the ones who get to say when you can have it and when you can't. And they hold that hostage. Right? I would go on to say that 50% of all human activity has been done in order to make life better for women, improve it for women, at least 50%, right? Because we want them to be happy, because we want the pussy. Well, now we need to realize that we've been held hostage. Our needs are being held against us by them. And they've gotten educations, right? They've gotten an increased standard of living. And we don't get more pussy for it. We don't get more recognition, more honor, more respect. All we get is more lip service and more bullshit. Right? And it's just a trick. It is a pee and shell game that they play. And they pretend, because they speak the same English we do, that they understand these concepts. But it's going to come around again. As this economy comes down, and we have a horrible economy, there are going to be more and more people out of work, more and more people struggling to get by. And that's going to include a lot of women. And they're going to find out that their value is much, much, much lower, as MGTOW we're understanding already, because of our experience, because of our education, because of our inquiry into what the fuck has happened, right? We've discovered that these women really don't have the value that they pretend to have. So sharing this idea with other men, don't be afraid. I say don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to look at some fucking woman and go, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You really don't know. You don't know. I see it in conversations. I see it in trade. I see it in management. I see it everywhere. They just shut their mouths and sit there and act like they know when they don't. And when they open their mouths, they prove that they don't know. They rely on men. Women do. All of us, men. They rely on us to make the world go round. And then they pretend like they have higher value than us. That they're the prize. Right? That they are the most desirable object to have. It's fascinating to me that they believe they are the objects of our desire and that without them we can't live. Understand, it's the other way. Every game they play, it's the other way. They act like they're desired? No, actually we're desirable. They act like they're so smart? No, actually it's we're so smart. They act like, you know, everything is done for them. No, everything should be done for us. Sandwich, sandwich, sandwich. Make me a sandwich. They don't know how mayonnaise is made or mustard. They don't know where bread comes from. They don't know how the meat got sliced so thin. That's all man technology. All we're asking them to do is put it together in a delicious sandwich for us and then hand it to us. How fucking hard is that to understand, guys? We do everything else. We make the money to buy the sandwich ingredients. They have one fucking job. Assemble the sandwich. And they won't even do that because they've convinced us that that's beneath them. They've convinced us it's wrong for us to ask for that. They've convinced us, right, that we should make them a sandwich, that they're so valuable. They don't know shit. They don't know shit. I just see that. I see it every day. I see women playing this game where they don't know anything, but they push men around. It is time not to push back, but it's time to be MGTOW. It's time to step back and go your own way. MGTOW is freedom. Men going their own way. Semper Fi.